Unit 7. 1. Will you take your camper with you on vacation? Two. Why hasn't the server brought our food yet? Three. Didn't the accident happen when he passed on the hill? Four. What kind of whiskey do you prefer? Five. How did Mary and Betty get along with each other? Six. Could I have a bus schedule for the number 12, please? Seven. Excuse me, do you have a restroom? Eight. Didn't you think that her story was a fib? Nine. John's a patrolman. Doesn't he have a lot of pull with the police? Ten. Did your co-workers show you the ropes at the office?
Exercise 7. The burglary at the Watergate building in 1972 is one of the most famous crimes ever recorded in America. The break-in took place on June 17th of that year when five men, impeccably dressed in suits and ties, were caught by a security guard after they had surreptitiously entered the office of the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee. The security guard reported that the burglary was apparently planned. He told the police that a piece of tape had been placed over a lock in a door leading to the headquarters in order to keep the door open. The police also discovered that the men were wearing gloves and that they had filled their pockets with sequentially numbered $100 bills. Most importantly, the men were carrying burglary tools. Even though a ringleader was not named, the police later confirmed that the men were part of a professional ring. The police reported that nothing was stolen, and it was evident that the men had chosen the offices for the break-in because they were searching for specific documents. It is also known that the men were attempting to repair a bug, which is a secret telephone listening device, that they had installed 3 weeks before the break-in. The Watergate burglary had many aspects, but at its center was President Richard Nixon. The law-breaking reached to various branches of the United States government and included administrators within the White House. It later emerged that the five men who conducted the burglary worked under the direction of G. Gordon Liddy, who was President Nixon's finance counsel. Liddy was in charge of an organization known as CREEP, which stands for the Committee for the Re-Election of the President. Throughout the investigations of the burglary, government officials denied involvement in the crime. An extensive cover-up operation followed in an attempt to conceal those who were involved in planning the break-in. Yet, this subterfuge failed when the FBI investigated the $100 bills that were found in the pockets of the burglars. After making inquiries, the FBI discovered that this money originated from the CREEP organization, thereby confirming governmental involvement. In the end, men who had entered the highest branches of the American government to serve and protect the people went to prison instead. Now you will hear questions 1 to 5. 1. What organization occupied the offices that were burglarized? Two, who initially discovered the burglary? Three, what did the burglars have in their pockets? Four, what did the police investigation confirm? Five, what is CREEP? That is the end of Exercise 7.
That is the end of Unit 7.